Forcing Justice, Violence and Nonviolence in Selected Texts by Thoreau and Gandhi. Edited with an introduction by Albert A. Anderson. Published by Agora Publications, 2021, all rights reserved. The performance of Thoreau is by Aidan Anderson. The performance of Gandhi is by Dan Woods. Introduction. This is a time of extreme moral, political, and economic division in the United States and throughout the world. The depth of that division is symbolized by the murder of George Floyd on May 25, 2020, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I defer to historians to trace the roots and determine the scope of that phenomenon. The philosophical question concerns the analysis and justification of the means that should be used to promote justice. The Black Lives Matter movement in the United States preceded the death of George Floyd, but it became much more prominent in the public consciousness as protests spawned by the murder of George Floyd and many other people spread beyond Minnesota, beyond the United States, and extended throughout the globe. Those protests and counter-protests involved both nonviolent action and violence that caused injury and death. They also led to an ongoing struggle between those who favor reducing or even defunding police forces and those who insist that strong police and military forces are essential. This collection focuses on the differences between using force and using nonviolence to achieve justice in human society. This issue not only transcends geographical boundaries, but it also forces us to think again about the struggle to eliminate slavery that spawned the Civil War, gave birth to the Reconstruction era, and led to the reaction that created the Jim Crow laws that sought to cancel the rights of black people the war was fought to obtain. Although the civil rights movement of the 1960s largely brought an end to the Jim Crow laws, some historians are drawing a parallel between the current struggle over voting rights and the backlash that produced those laws. For example, American historian Heather Cox Richardson, who specializes in the Reconstruction era, recently reflected on the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and its emphasis on the rights of all citizens that cannot be nullified by individual states. She says, the 14th Amendment gave the federal government the power to protect individuals even if their state legislatures had passed discriminatory laws. That comes from Letters from an American, July 9, 2021. Given recent attempts by some states to restrict voting laws, and in light of the current domination of the U.S. Supreme Court by originalists, Richardson concludes that, quote, the principles of the 14th Amendment seem terribly current. Agora Publications is dedicated to presenting original philosophical texts and performing them in audio format. The works in the present volume are designed to focus on philosophical issues related to the question of how justice can be implemented in human society. Since its beginning, the field of philosophy has placed the concept and practice of justice high on its list of topics. No political and moral issue is more important. Consequently, the current struggle to bring practice in line with theory motivates this special collection of essays that focuses on the ethical question of the role of force now and in the future. Many of the works on the Agora Publications list deal with the idea of justice, with Plato's Republic as the most prominent example. Forcing Justice is specifically concerned with the issue of using force, especially police and military force, to end injustice and promote justice. Although both Henry David Thoreau